Hello, I'm Scott Bradley, news director of the River 95.3 and Sports Radio 1450 with another Newsmaker segment being brought to you by Warren County. Together, we are community. Marlow Motor Company is celebrating 75 years giving back to the community as a part of their 75th anniversary celebration. We're talking with newsmaker Emily Marlow Beck about the efforts in our latest Newsmaker segment. Emily, I know several people that work with Marlow Motor Company, and they are very pleased to make Marlow Motor Company their home.
I really appreciate that. Yeah, we've been around at 75 years. A lot of people don't know that we're actually a third generation business, and we're celebrating our rootedness this month.
Now, I have to assume that it's been going on since July 1st, and the expansion that's happened at Marlow Motor Company, starting out in Front Royal, Warren County, and now in Luray as well as Winchester. You have to be very proud, and you're giving back to these communities, correct?
We started July 1st, and to give a little background about how this came to be, because mm-hmm. this is a little bit of an unusual thing. You know, I was driving in my car one day, and I was kind of doing the math and thinking about the days, and I said, well, you know, 25 work days in a typical month, and then three locations, 3 times 25, that's equal 75, and it just started to make the connection. So I walked into my core crew, my manager's crew, and I was like, I have this idea. You guys are going to think I'm crazy. You know, talk me out of this, because this is a huge commitment. And then it was born, and it just took off, and we've been having fun with it ever since.
And it has blossomed into the 75th anniversary of Marlow Motor Company, which is basically giving back to the community, helping out all the communities that you're involved in, Luray, Winchester, Front Royal. Tell us about the nonprofits that are being assisted by Marlow Motor Company, Emily.
Sure. Well, some of them are to be announced later, because some of these are surprises, so some of this stuff will come as time goes. But we are working with nonprofits that are rooted in the same communities where we do business. So, you know, you'll see projects with Literacy Volunteers of America. You'll see them with House of Hope in Front Royal, the Warren Coalition, the United Way, the Northern Shenandoah Valley, the Winchester Rescue Mission. Just there's a lot of nonprofits and a lot of things that don't even involve typical nonprofits, but that involve acts of kindness in random ways. And the way we say, look, you know, we're going to have some really big projects and we're going to have a lot of little projects, but we're going to need all of them to get to 75.
Yes, that is ambitious to say the least. And from what I understand, you're collecting items for these nonprofits?
That's correct. So at Winchester, at Tri-State, we're collecting food for the Winchester Rescue Mission. And in Front Royal, we are collecting used books for the Literacy Volunteers of America, as well as some laundry detergent and paper products for the House of Hope. And then in Luray, we're collecting cleaning supplies for the United Way of the Northern Shenandoah Valley. And so, you know, when we met with a lot of these nonprofits, these are the things they told us they needed. These are the ways.
Right.
And that was how we started a lot of these conversations with, like, what do you need?
What
how
do you
can
need?
We help you?
Yep, exactly.
They know better than we do.
So the items that are needed that you'll see on the Luray Marlow Motor Company, as well as Winchester, Tri-State Nissan, and the Front Royal Marlow Motor Company websites and Facebook pages, they can be dropped off at any of the dealerships?
Absolutely. You know, we've got parts trucks driving up and down the road all
yes,
day
you
long.
Do.
So, you know, I don't want people worried too much about, well, I need to bring the books here and the cleaning supplies here. Just bring them. We'll figure it out. We'll get it where it needs to be. We'll make sure it gets to the nonprofit that it needs to be with, and everything will be handled.
Very nice. At all the different organizations or all the different locations for Marlow Motors, that is great stuff. Makes it a lot easier for the community as well to donate these items.
I think that one thing that I want people to realize is we're celebrating our anniversary, yes, but we're really celebrating what it means to be rooted in a community and what it means to be neighbors with our customers. And, you know, we talk about branches, we talk about growth. You know, you talked about it, how we've expanded, and we're proud of that, and we celebrate that. But really, we celebrate our roots because mm-hmm. that's really our heart. That's where we come from. And we do think that when we can help our neighbors in a tangible way, mm-hmm. it trickles down to everything we do. And we hope that other people will be inspired and that they'll share their acts of kindness with us this month.
Absolutely. A noble cause. And let's hope that this becomes a success, and happy 75th anniversary. Emily, and to Marlowe Motor Company. And one thing about this community and the Shenandoah Valley, when it comes to a need, the community always comes through. It's amazing.
Right. So. And, you know, it's funny. I'm a mom of small kids. And so when you see the news and when stuff is kind of yucky, I tell them all the time, I say, look, most people are really good. Mm-hmm. Most people are really good. And so doing things like this, we all have a responsibility to do kind things for our kids, for our community. And this is just one of the ways that we're doing it.
That you are. And the community is amazing. And we thank them for always coming through. Best of luck with this adventure, Emily.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. And if you know of someone making a difference in the community or an event coming up we need to get the word out about, call 540-635-4121. Ask for Scott. Let's make you a newsmaker on the River 95.3 and Sports Radio 1450.